Country Mouse Carolyn Woodward grew up in the 1950s on a homestead in the Peace River region of BC. Now, to get to her two-room school, she had to walk a mile along a farm road past five barbed wire gates and then catch a school bus. For a six-year-old girl, it was a very long, very dark walk.
My dad would be out working in camps, sawmill camps, and I was the eldest of four. And so Mom's back at our little, you know, wood-heated, no running water, no electricity house, looking after three little ones and trying to get me out the door in a timely fashion. So there was nothing for it. I had to do it alone. There was a stretch where there were tall spruce trees on the right-hand side, and on the left was straight, full-on bush. It was totally thick and dark. And when I walked down that laneway, it was like going into the cellar or something, you know. It was just really, really dark. And when I started out, I couldn't even see the light at the end of the lane. There were, you know, the shrieks of, you know, probably gray jays, or what we call them was whiskey jacks. And there were the sounds of prairie chicken wings, you know, womp, 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 womp. And there was also the sound of coyotes howling. And there was also the sound of snow falling when there was a Chinook or a big melt, and the snow would get really heavy. And it would come down in a big avalanche of clumps. Womp, 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 womp. Womp. And that, of course, sounds like a monster coming straight for you. So one morning, I'm tackling the dark tunnel, and I hear some kind of scary sound in that big, bushy, dark spot. And I wanted to yell, "Get out of here!" But my throat sort of stuck, as it does sometimes when you're really frightened. And then I don't know what came over me, but I decided to belt out, "Oh, Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee." And then I broke into Red River Valley and all and Frère Jacques and all the songs I could think of, and I belted them out so that whoever it was in the bush wouldn't know that I was a six-year-old girl. They would think I was someone who was so confident about getting to the end of that dark stretch that they'd better not tackle me, because I could just sing. I wasn't afraid at all.
That is Carolyn Woodward, writer and lighthouse keeper. Her experience of singing away her fears inspired her to write a children's picture book. It's called Singing Away the Dark. You can visit cbc.ca/dnto to see a lovely photo of Carolyn and her beautiful book.